When it comes to mobility, Michigan is making what the rest of the world hasn't even thought of yet. Our state is home to two world-class autonomous vehicle testing sites, and we're first in the U.S. for mobility-related patents. With over 500 miles of roadway equipped for connected vehicle testing, it's no wonder that everyone is moving to where it all started. So if you're ready to move into the future with your mobility business, visit planetm.com/pure-opportunity.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps Show with Eric Nam.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the K-pop DevOps Show. I'm your host, Eric Nam, and I hope you are doing splendidly well. Now, in case you're new to the show, welcome. You can find us all over the internet. We are on all crazy, crazy platforms from Spotify, Apple, Google, podcasts, wherever. If you can, please leave us a nice rate and review because we would appreciate it very much. 5 stars and a nice review. Anyways, and if you want to watch the full video of this, you can go to facebook.com/EricNamOfficial or facebook.com/DiveStudios for the full episode video. Yeah, surprise. I hope you knew that. I feel like I've shared that every week. If you didn't, I'm sorry. You're missing out. You can go watch the full episodes there. Anyways, welcome to the show. Hope you guys have been well. I am doing pretty well. No major complaints. It is super hot in Korea. It is blazingly hot. The typhoons and the monsoon season has gone and we are in the dead heat of summer. It is blazing. I think it was like 35 degrees Celsius today, which I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but it translates to hot. 35. I think it means hot. I hope you guys are doing well. Welcome back. And, you know, I hope you guys are staying safe. In Korea, we do have like a new uptick of COVID cases. So we're going back into a lot of lockdown stuff. So, you know, unfortunate. But people got to be safe. People got to take precautions. And that's most important. So please wear a mask. Wash your hands. Sanitize often. Face masks are important, guys. All right, guys. So we have quite a bit of things to talk about today. I do have a surprise for some fans. I believe that I will be going on music shows this week.
Again?
Again. To promote How You Been. Chai Jinji. A ballad. That wow. is unless the shows get canceled because of COVID.
So how have we been?
So how have we been?
Not good.
I'm personally fine. Yeah. But you know. Surprise. So you know, maybe that'll happen. And in the meantime, you know, we're working on shows here and new music and Commit or Quit. If you guys don't know, it's there. We talk about TV shows. I've been listening to other shows recently. Like Get Real has been… That has me cracking
Oh, really?
Up. Yeah.
You gotta get on.
It's… I mean…
You gotta get in there.
If they'll have me.
You gotta get real.
I mean, if they'll have me, I'll get real. But like… That and then their episodes… I haven't heard all of Nonsensible.
Yeah.
But they kind of crack me up.
That's like the type of where like you hear like your dad and his friends talking by accident on a late
you're like,
night.
Am I allowed to hear
when
this?
You're like passing by the kitchen.
You're like, did I just
hear
that right?
Is this allowed?
That's like, you know, kind of crazy. But anyways, we have a lot to talk about today because there's been a lot of action on the K-pop scene, guys.
We love action.
Okay, so let's just jump into it. We have a lot of music to discuss.
Yeah.
First off, you ready?
No, but I have to be.
Get ready.
Listo.
Okay. First off, we're back with ITZY. ITZY's back. ITZY's back. Back again. Sorry. I'm sorry. They're back with Not Shy. So, ITZY's back. If you guys have listened to the KCON episode, I believe I mentioned them on there. But that was the first time I met them. They were super nice. Super like… I don't know, so young and full of energy and life. No, but they generally had like a very, very positive vibe about them, which I thought was really, really great. And they're back with a song called Not Shy. And let's talk about these lyrics real quick. Not Shy, like from what I can grasp, it's about like getting what you want and not being shy about saying what you want and getting it.
Yeah.
Which is I think a common theme with ITZY with like their songs are very like
self-empowerment.
Self-empowerment.
Go get
I'm
your
here
thing.
For it.
Do your thing. Don't even worry about anybody else looking at you right now.
Yeah. Do your thing. And I feel like that's it's needed. We need more positivity, but they do it with great dances and great outfits and great choreography and a cool music video. And I'm like, yo, I'm here for this.
Yeah.
I'm so here for this. But they are back. They're killing it. And I was like trying to think like they're… I wonder if like… So I feel like there's… When you look at the girl groups, right? There's like the Red Velvet at SM. There's Blackpink for YG. Then there's Twice. And ITZY at JYP. Right? And I feel like they all have like their own separate color. ITZY's kind of like the newest where it's just like… I feel like they're still so new. I know they've released a good bit. But there's still just so much for them to do.
Yeah.
But they've also been so successful from the beginning. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, they came out right out the bat.
They came out strong. Bam! I don't know. I guess I might see them at the music shows this week. Mayhaps.
There's a lot of… Not a lot. But there is an English speaker in that group for sure.
Yeah.
She has… she Because she studied abroad, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, one of the members.
I think it's Leah.
Yeah, it is.
Though I have not spoken with her in English. In English.
I've seen them do like their BuzzFeed things. And she like she takes the lead and stuff. Oh, yeah, she's great.
That's cool. So yeah, check it out. The song, of course, lyrics were by Mr. JYP himself. And composed by Kobe and Charlotte. Oh, I can't read. Charlotte. I read Charlotte as Charlotte.
You mean charcoal?
Yo. Like yo, charcoal. I got problems. Charlotte Wilson. I've never heard of these writers, but I'll have to look into them. Speaking of JYP, that's going to take us into our next song. Our next song is When We Disco by JYP and Sunmi.
The man himself.
He's back.
Wow. Him and his company are busy.
I mean, that company is busy. But look, I respect JYP so much. Like, I mean, obviously the company, but like the man himself. I really, truly want to reach out to him and be like, can we just have dinner? I will buy you dinner. I just want to talk to you. I just want to pick your brain, have a conversation with you, and get to know you. Mr. JYP, Sunbin-nim, if you're listening to this, if on the off chance, the wild chance you come across this video, I would love to have coffee, tea, a meal, lunch, breakfast, dinner. I don't care. Even a workout session. I don't care. I just want to talk to you. I'm genuinely so intrigued and bamboozled by this man of bajillion talents. Like… I would seriously love to have a conversation with you.
Yeah. I feel like at any given moment… he's just doing like… the perfect yoga pose.
He's just always
he's
zen.
He's so like centered.
He's always zen.
Yeah. He's like one of those like wise old… wise men… where you like go to for like answers to life's big questions.
I mean, I think that's like part of it. But like beyond that…
Yeah.
I think the reason that I respect him so much… is because A… longevity as an artist. He's been promoting for over 20 years, right? He's still active at his age, dancing, doing all the promotions. And he constantly is able to reinvent himself. And he's able to provide this guidance for all of his artists. Like, of course, I don't know how hands-on he is with all of his artists. But I feel like, and it seems like, he is involved with… the song production, to the lyrics, to some of the choreography, depending on the group. But, and I've said this before on the show, all the artists from JYP that I've spoken with, like they speak so highly of PD-nim, of this leader in the company, who, I don't know, is just very, very wise, honest, open with his artists, which I think is incredibly important and needs to be done more often.
Yeah.
And then I watched one of his… I happened to stumble across one of the YouTube videos. Like, this is how much of like I respect the dude. And I'm like willing to listen through his talks, right? And he is pretty much laying out how they transitioned like the business of JYP and like creative of JYP. And I'm like, this makes sense. It's pretty cool. And I wish more people I mean, maybe I'm talking about myself. I wish more places kind of thought about it in this creative way. And so I was like, man, again, to say, Sambinim, Mr. JYP, I would love, it would be an honor to have a meal with you.
What are you looking
That's
at?
That's it. Oh. Anyway, talking about the song. Okay, now talking about the song. It's JYP featuring Sunmi. And the song is about kind of getting lost in the other person and like really, you know, falling in love or kind of chasing after this person at the disco. It's just very disco. It's retro. It's vintage. And I think part of that comes from this general trend of like trotte in Korea being big. But also, if you think about it, JYP and like the Wonder Girls, they've always been very big on…
retro?
Disco stuff.
Like retro.
Like retro things? Vintage yeah. kind
of
stuff.
But he's ahead of the curve then because America is just catching up because in the past 2 years, like disco influence has been major in the pop music.
Well, it's definitely
scene.
Made a comeback. Yeah.
And but he's been doing it, sounds like.
Well, I feel like the Wonder Girls have been doing it for.
Yeah. That's what
forever.
I meant. Like JYP as a person and the company.
Right. But I feel like, you know, he always has the right timing with the right style and the right song. And this is no exception. And I think it's also… speaking of… okay. Going back to like… how I respect the dude. Like Sunmi is technically… is not at that company anymore.
Oh. Ooh.
She left years ago.
Oh.
Right? But to be able to say like… I'm still on really good terms with a former artist of mine. To the point where we're collaborating together. And we're doing all these promotions together. That's… I think that's very huge. That's like big of the dude. To be able to do. And I was watching… I think it was like Radio Star. Or like Clips. And he was saying how like he had been very involved with like Rain, P, and I think G.O.D. and then like Wonder Girls and probably like 2PM or something like that. I don't remember exactly what he was saying, but Wonder Girls and how when the Wonder Girls were on tour in the U.S., they were like pretty much bunkmates, right? He was in it from the beginning, like going ground up, building these
wow.
these teams up, you know? And again, I was just like, see, some people are just different.
Yeah.
Some people just get it and they just… Mm. Anyways, I should stop this. I'm… I'm fanboying too hard.
You have not taken a breath.
I'm fanboying too
Since you
too
made
hard.
Us do the breathing exercise at the beginning of this
okay,
episode.
Okay, let's do this again. Take a deep breath through your nose. Out through your mouth. Okay. All right. That's good. Anyways, that's what it is. Congrats on the comeback. Congrats on everything. And hopefully, you guys… I'll let you know if… if the dream happens.
Have you met him before actually?
I've met him before. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean I performed for him once too. Not for
just
him.
In his office.
No.
You brought in a little boombox.
Hello sir. I'm here to sing for you. No. I was at a private event in LA actually. And I performed a few songs. And then he performed a few songs. But it was in front of like some crazy, crazy industry people. And I think that was like the first time he had seen me perform live. And I remember him being like, you're great. You've got a great voice and you can sing very well. And I was like, thank you. Would you like to sign me? No. I was like, thank you.
But you're like, prove it. You're holding his hand. He's like, let go.
Prove it. We have handcuffs.
Prove it.
You cannot throw me away. But no, I just remember being like, oh, that means a lot. But even then, I was like, I didn't understand the extent to which… how forward-thinking he was. But anyways, before I keep gushing on Mr. JYP, we're going to move on. The next song is called Whale. And it's by Sejong. So Sejong is a member of the girl group 9구단 under Jellyfish Entertainment. And she was… on the first ever season of Produce 101 with Somi and IOI. So I believe she was second place on the show. Wait, let me double check. I actually don't know. Disclaimer, I'm not very sure exactly what her final ranking was. But I believe it was number one or two. I think it was two. I think Somi won number one, first place. I believe. Don't quote me on it again. Don't take this out of context. I swear y'all, if you take this out of context. Woo. Anyways, she's back with a song called Whale. And it was co-written by Flowblo. And Flowblo, they worked on Runaway with Me on their arrangement. They also wrote songs such as Energetic by 101. In English, it's spelled wanna one. Okay. Again, don't come after me for pronunciation. That's how it's spelled. W-A-N-N-A.
Yeah.
One. Wanna one. That's how it's spelled. I'm just saying. Why am I so nervous, guys?
I don't know.
But anyways, they worked on the song together. And I personally really, truly, really like this song. It gives me Taeyeon and IU vibes. And I've said before on air that I would love to collaborate with her. But it gives me some really cool vibes. And the song itself is about like longing for and missing like a younger version of herself. Like the days when she was happier and like brighter and that kind of thing. So it says, 내 이야기들 속에 가장 밝게 빛났던 순간 나의 하루는 매일 빠르게 지나가 버렸고 그 어떤 것도 내겐 두려울 게 없었던 시간. So that's like days where like the schedules would go really fast, where days seemed really short and time would just really fly by. And it's kind of just like longing for those kind of things. But I feel like I've only heard a lot of her ballads. Like she's a very good ballad singer, but I was pleasantly surprised because she was doing a much more up-tempo, poppier sound. And I love it. I just gotta say, I've heard it a lot in the past 48 hours since it was released. And I don't typically just like stream the same songs over and over again. But I've been enjoying it. So you guys definitely check it out if you have the opportunity. Now, other notable releases, Super M came back with 100. Next week or this week, you know, wait, what day is today? Oh, by the time this episode is out, BTS will be out with a new single as well. BTS.
Do you know anything about it?
I don't know anything about it.
They just announced that there will be a single
out. I believe it's the 21st.
Oh, this is… I do know this, that it's all English.
Oh, what?
Yes, it's all English. That was like the big hype around it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like a comeback thing. Because you know how when like K-pop groups still collaborate, for example, for like an all-English song with like an American or Western artist. It's more kind of like this like unique project that they put out. So I'm not sure if it's like an actual like comeback single or if it's just like, oh, it's a single that we did in English.
Okay.
Because we're having a good time or something.
It's called Dynamite. I don't know much about it. I can't wait to hear it. I'm excited for it. And yeah, that's like all we have for our songs this week. I feel like that is pretty simple, pretty basic.
Yeah.
But
a lot, yeah, I feel like a lot's happening all of a sudden this month, though. I feel like,
well,
yeah,
I feel like this month is just overloaded.
Yeah, a lot of big people came back.
Yeah, it's been
wow,
it's been a wild month.
I mean,
month,
you came
guys.
Back,
I came
that's what
back.
I meant.
You know, I put out an album, it's called The Other Side.
Yeah, I was saying, if you guys are watching the video for this, you'll notice that obviously we're in our new office setup, but it's not complete. Don't be complacent. We're satisfied yet. You know, we're going to really build our place up. I feel it. We're going to you know, have our own like little personality.
What are you gonna do?
I have no idea. I'm hyping other people's job up.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right. I feel like we're going to really like make this place look cool for you guys or whatever.
I hope so.
I say we. Literally, I'm not involved.
I don't know
I just get told what's going to happen. I go, that's awesome. I can't believe we're doing that. Me taking credit. I'm like, can't believe we ordered that curtain.
Yeah. I mean, that's super exciting.
Yeah.
What else? What else is going on? I'm hungry.
I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten today. I gotta do that.
I am really hungry. What else is new? I'm like, honestly, I'm kind of like bummed out because COVID is resurging.
Yeah.
Also, okay, let's just talk about this. Let's have a real moment right
like
now.
Like frank conversation.
A frank conversation. I know I said, well, I don't want to talk about COVID. But sometimes it feels good just to commiserate.
And to like… Because right now, I think we need to. Because it feels like so many people… are acting like it's not an issue and that's the issue.
Right.
So we don't want… If you are also being like, am I crazy? Like, why am I the only one who's like taking this seriously still type of thing? You're not alone.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel… You know… What is it? You know Zoolander?
Yeah.
You know where Mugatu Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Like, how is this still a debate? You guys, okay, this is the ramble portion. I can do whatever I want. This is my show. It's fine. I hope you guys are registered to vote. And I hope you guys are asking for your mail-in ballots or your absentee ballots or figuring out the best way to go about voting. I truly, truly, truly hope you're doing this. Also, I hope that you guys are preparing to… Not preparing. I hope you guys fill out the census.
Yeah.
Right? I hope you get your parents, I get your family to fill out the census because it's important that everybody gets counted. Right?
Yes.
This is specifically to people in the US. I know we have people listening from all over the world, but a big portion of our listeners are in the US. So I'm telling you this now. You need to take part in the census and you need to register to vote and you need to vote because y'all…
Yeah.
This world is crazy.
If you want to feel any semblance of control, this is one way to feel like you have some morsel of a morsel in control.
Yeah.
There's fire tornadoes happening in Northern California. God. And okay, this is how like apocalyptic low-key it is right now. Sorry for being so doomsday, guys. Turn on your favorite doomsday K-pop song as you listen to this. But literally… there are fire tornadoes happening in Northern California because one, obviously, it's just super dry and there's thunderstorms happening like crazy. But when I say thunderstorm, I mean thunder.
Like just thunder.
No rain.
No rain.
So it's and dry lightning is striking dry patches and it's causing fire tornadoes, which seems like something like an 8-year-old would write in their sci-fi novel. Like,
and then the fire tornado came and took everything away.
Yeah.
And people are like, no.
You're like, Eric, become an author.
No, Charlie, that's not real.
Yeah.
Well, it is in 2020, guys.
And that's how the movie now, 2012 was made. That's
okay. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
We don't mean to be apocalyptic. I think I'm just so frustrated.
But that is a result to me, in my eyes, a strong correlation to climate change, right?
Of course. Even like the 2 to 3 weeks of nonstop rain we had in Korea, it's climate change.
Yeah.
Like it's like there's no explanation. Everything got flooded here.
We didn't see the sun until yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't seen sun in weeks.
Yeah.
Literally weeks. So, we gotta do what we can, guys.
I know.
My heart is breaking as I say this. And I know this is a K-pop Taebak show. And we're supposed to talk about K-pop.
But this is what we're really Taebak about.
But this is what we're freaking out about.
We're reading news and going Taebak.
Yeah.
But not in the good way.
And regardless, you're like, I didn't sign up for this. I came here to listen to like Eric talk about K-pop. Look… K-pop or no K-pop, if we can't get this under control, there will be no K-pop. For the sake of K-pop and for the sake of everybody, you guys, please do your part. Register to vote. Please vote. Fill out the census. Also, let me give you a quick 2 cents on the census. So, in case you don't know, right, the census, it gives the government a way for them to figure out who lives where, how, with who. And that's important when it comes to the allocation of government funding. So there's literally, I believe, I don't want to get this wrong, but I believe it's $635 billion a year, right? That gets allocated for the next 10 years.
Again, it's a lot of money.
It's a hell of a lot of money that I will never fully comprehend. But that money, so that's public funding for schools, transportation… for social needs, for whatever the government provide, and a lot of funding for different programs, that gets allocated through the census. So, if you think your community needs more funds and needs help, you need to be filling out. Regardless if you think it, you just need to do it. So, for example, Asian Americans, there was a study. It's like Asian Americans are the least likely to fill out the census. I don't know why it is that case though, right? And I'm an Asian American, so I can speak on this. But we got to get our moms and dads, our aunties and uncles, our grandma, grandpa, everybody counted. Because speaking as an Asian American, if you think Asian American issues and visibility and representation and all of that is important, the way for us to get more funding and more representation for our people is through the census. Okay? It directly affects voting. It affects so many different things, guys. So please, just do it. It's so easy. Just do it. I think I'm done. Am I missing anything? Did I get anything wrong? I think that's right?
Guys, we know you love a good survey because you fill out surveys for us all the time when we're asking you, you know, what's up, what you think about this, what you think about that. So like just add it onto the list, you know, put it on the top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Whatever list of like BuzzFeed quiz articles of are you this, just put this one at the top.
I mean, look, I don't know how we need to do it for us to get more people to get involved. But like, I just think, you know, what's really cool is that as the K-pop Daebak show and as like part of the Dive Network, we have an amazing audience. We have amazing people listening. We have amazing people connecting with us on socials. Like, we have the ability and the power to make effective change.
Yeah, everyone's so like well-read that like I feel like I've interacted with like, you know, in the audience. They're all so proactive and like, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
I mean,
we love to see it and we would love to keep seeing it is what I'm trying to say.
Like, we literally have such an opportunity because like I think part of it is like, oh, by the way, I want to correct it. So it's not 635, it's 675 billion in federal funds annually. So that's for schools, like hospitals, fire departments,
infrastructure,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? And more than estimated, an estimated 40% of households has not completed the census.
That means that 60% did, and that's a D.
That's a D.
You're not going to graduate with that.
I mean, in my school, that's an F. We don't give Ds.
Wow.
Right? It's an A, B, C, F. That's an F.
School of K-pop Daebak.
And what was I saying?
Fill out the census.
Fill out the census.
Please vote.
I was going to make a really cool point.
Yeah.
It just slipped my mind.
Well, to wrap it up, fill out the census. Please vote. We know it's difficult. We know a lot of things are going against you voting, and we appreciate the effort that we know you will put into making sure your vote is counted.
We just gotta do it.
We get that it's hard.
It's young people. It's us. It's our generation. We gotta do it. We gotta show up.
It's about us.
It's about us. It's about… What is it? What song is that?
It's about… I don't know.
I feel like it's a Hillary Duff song.
No, it's not.
Ashley Simpson.
No.
I have no idea. Okay, anyways, we're going to wrap this show up. Sorry we went off on so many rambles today.
Important.
Important. Notable. Very important things.
Frank rambles.
But I hope you guys… Seriously, please. It is up to us to make the change that we want to see in the world. So, let's get fired up. Let's get lifted and just make the changes. Anyways, everybody have a great week. Have a great day. And I hope this episode didn't stress you out. I feel like it was just like a nice venting session, which everybody needs every once in a while.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we all kind of need it. And I think as celebrities, like, we're not allowed to like express our opinions. I'm like…
Yes, whatever. Me, a celebrity.
You're a celebrity. Diane.
Me.
Diane, you're a celebrity.
Me, a famous poison.
But I'm glad that I was able to share my opinion in case anybody was wondering. So everybody have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great… Whatever you're doing, please stay healthy. Wear a mask. And there are a lot of guests coming on. I can't tell you who yet. There's a lot of guests coming on. So get excited. And like we always do, tell your favorite people that you want to see them on Daebak Show or on the Dive Network. Everybody. Just tell everybody. We want them on here. We want to have conversations. We want to have fun. So thank you guys. Please consider becoming a patron of ours at patreon.com/divestudios so you can help us continue to make content. Check out our stuff, youtube.com/divepods and Dive Studios. And again, you can watch this on facebook.com/ericnamofficial or Dive Studios and stuff. All right. Love you guys. Bye. Diane, say bye.
Oh, bye.
Okay, bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Daebak with Eric Nam.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.